Competition figures in two new movies in very different ways. 21 is about college students trying to beat the odds in Las Vegas. And Run, Fat Boy, Run is about a man trying to beat a romantic rival in a marathon. Bob Mondello says that, this being Hollywood, everybody wins, except maybe the audience.
21 is about a boyishly brilliant math student who's invited to join some other collegiate brainiacs in an extracurricular activity. It involves the world's most popular card game, blackjack.
It's a game with memory. Cards drawn are the past, ones to come are future.
And the best part? It's beatable.
Are you talking about counting cards?
No, I'm talking about getting very, very rich.
Actually, they are talking about counting cards, and for the next 90 minutes or so, that's what they're going to do, accompanied by much snapping of aces on green felt and urgent electronic swooshes, unfortunately using a system that's basically impenetrable.
10 counts plus 15. 8 still plus 15. 9 plus 15. 5.
Can I split those?
Now, I don't know. Maybe this is thrilling, and I'm just not getting it. Certainly, there's an attractive young cast, and card counting being frowned upon by casinos, there are disguises involved, not to mention Lawrence Fishburne and Kevin Spacey snarling a lot, which lends a bit of tension. Because the director knows there's a limit to how exciting he can make the sight of cards being turned over, most of the film is taken up with explaining what's happening, or is going to happen, or has just happened, which may be enough to keep audiences from heading for the nearest slot machine, but at best, 21 is a sort of collegiate Ocean 16 with dimmer stars and less oomph. Run, Fat Boy, Run, on the other hand, feels like a souped-up sitcom, which makes a certain amount of sense as it's directed by former Friends actor David Schwimmer. The premise is that an out-of-shape London security guard decides the way to win back the affections of a bride he once left standing pregnant at the altar is to run a marathon against her rich, new, marathon-running American boyfriend. Simon Pegg is the runaway groom, Hank Azaria, the rich, new runner.
Libby tells me that you decided to run the marathon?
Yeah.
That's great, man. Seriously. You ever run a marathon before?
No, why?
It's pretty grueling.
Well, yeah, that's why they call it a marathon.
Yeah, actually, technically, it's called a marathon because of the events of 490 BC. There was a Greek soldier named Phaethon.
Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say. I just wanted to stop you there.
Simon Pegg is an appealing leading man, and he's been given a couple of sitcom-worthy sidekicks to help him through a training regimen that leads, inevitably perhaps, to much ado about blisters.
You're going to have to pop it.
No way. Never pop another man's pustule.
Well, I'll do it then. Give me the needle.
It's fine. I sterilized it.
In what?
It's sterilized.
Stick it in.
Pop it!
I can't!
Why not?
It's scary!
Give it to me.
Just do it slow. Do it gently,
yeah,
okay?
Right, we'll trust me.
After three, okay?
Okay.
One.
Like I said, sitcom writ large. Run, Fat Boy, Run trots amiably past its plot points and also past its graceful leading lady, Tandy Newton, who never breaks a sweat, to an overlong, overblown marathon finale with an overprominent Nike plug. Schwimmer's direction is pedestrian, but then it's not his fault that the material is kind of lame. I'm Bob Mondello.